to page 297, at the bottom, moving on to page 298. We are still in the middle of Simin Kuchav Dalad Sif Ches. We're at the end of the Ramah over here, still talking about answering Amen. It says over here, the end of the Ramah, on about six lines down, on four lines down, in page 297. You should not wait to answer Amen, rather immediately after finishing the Bracha, the Chazan finishes the Bracha, that's when you should answer Amen. That's the general rule of Amen. Right when you hear the end of the Bracha, that's your name. Not too early, and also not too late. Okay, what would be considered too late? It's not miyad, then it sounds like it's a problem. So the Bir Halacha over here, Dear Masl Miyad Shikala, he ends up saying it's a long Bir Halacha, but Kitzer, the end over here, he says like this, Ach Lefize, three lines at the bottom. He waits till the majority of the people answer. So long as his answering Amen was toch de dibor of the tzibor answering, it's not going to be considered Amen Yisoma because he answers toch de dibor of the tzibor. We will soon see today that there's going to be another tnai, and that is that the chazan has not gone on yet to the next bracha. Once the chazan goes on to the next bracha, you can not only answer Amen. So number one has to be toch de dibor of the tzibor answering Amen. Okay, the Amen answering the tzibor answering Amen is considered chelik mi the bracha. So therefore, it's still considered like immediately after saying the bracha if the tzibor is still saying Amen. But that's only on condition that the chazan has not started yet, the bracha, as we'll soon see. It says the mechaber here in the end. V'lo yana amin katsari. You should not make an amin too quickly. Don't say the word amin too fast. Ela aruka katsasi. You should lengthen the amin a little bit. Kedei shilo chalomar el melch nema. So as long as it takes to say the words kel melch neman, that's the amount of time you should say amin. Because kel melch neman is Rashi Tevos. Amin. Okay, so kel melch neman, that's it. So amin or something like that. It's not too long. V'lo yarech b'yoter midai. You should not lengthen it to the point because the words are not—it's not going to sound like Amen if you're marich too long. So you're not saying it too quick, not too long, just right. Okay, it's so right in the middle of the longest amount of time it takes to say Kel Melech Neman. Sif Tes. If there's some people in the tzibor who are marich their Amen too long, or the way to say Amen too late. The Mevarich does not have to wait for those who are Toa, the ones who are making a mistake and be Marich their Amen too long. Okay, they want to have some type of Chazonis in their Amen. Okay, the Chazon does not have to wait for those people who are making a mistake. You have to only wait for Rov Hatzibor. That's the Halacha over here. But two important things over here. Number one, it says over here, Sifkan Lamed Zayin. You have to wait for the majority of the tzibur. You can't go too quickly, as we'll soon see. But he has to wait for the rov tzibur. But he does not have to wait for those who are marich too much. You should not start the next bracha until the tzibur has said amen. You should not start the next part of Kaddish until the tzibur is done with their chelik. Okay, you should never be too quick to start the next part before the tzibur is ready. You know, anytime the Chofetz Chaim starts with this, he's about to give us a mussar. Many of the chazanim are nichshol in this. They don't do it correctly. They get up and they daven from the oven. They don't know the halachas. They want to start the next bracha immediately after ending the previous bracha. Okay? They don't pause at all. That is going to be ma'akev even b'di'evin. What does it mean, ma'akev b'di'evin? The bracha is not a good bracha. No, the bracha is a good bracha, but the amins are not good amins. You're not allowed to answer amin. She'asr shuv lanos amin alemikim she'idcha bracha acheres. You can't say amin if the chazan has started the next bracha. As I said before, once the chazan starts the next bracha, you may not answer amen. That's the halacha over here, and that's what he's saying. That's what the chazanim are doing incorrectly by starting immediately after the next bracha. It's going to ruin your amen. You're not going to be able to answer amen. So you have a chazan who's doing this, and then you don't answer amen. That's it. You're not going to answer amen. His brachas will be karav leos bracha levatala, like we saw earlier in the simin. Okay, but you can't answer amen if he's going to go too quickly. That's the halacha over here. Now, that which we say you only have to wait for Rova Tzibor and not all the Tzibor, now this depends. Look inside Mishnah Berurah Sif Kadin Lamed Ches. Okay, v'hu shabracha in chova la kol ishma. That's only by a bracha where it's not a chova, like we learned yesterday. Bracha said it's a chova for you. You're chayiv in this bracha, and you have an obligation to hear. Avli motzi aram mazei yedei chovasim. If you motzi the tzibor with this bracha, okay, he's motzi the tzibor with the bracha. Bein chushli at tzibor shar mevarich tzerich lahantin afal atoy marichim ba'amin. In that case, where you're motzi the tzibor, then you would have to wait even for the people who are making a mistake, even those who are marich their amin too much. You'd have to wait for them because this is a bracha, and this is going to be a sequence of brachas that you'd have to hear. Everyone's going to have to hear, so you cannot start the next bracha. You'd have to wait for even the toyim in this case. But the pashtus is, like we learn all along, Chazar Shas is not mamish achiyuv. You have to listen. You're supposed to listen. You have to understand all the milas. But it's not mamish achiyuv. However, we did see yesterday, Amevin Yavin, the shita that was brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the second shita, Yesh Ma'achronim, Shemachmirim, and Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. And Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, that made the shita that Chazar Shas is quasi achiyuv nowadays. And I explained over there the reason why, that since nowadays it's not, we don't have in a Bikin where Yotzei the Chazru Chazar Zashas, it's a Niganuk Takana. Chazar Zashas is a Takana that everyone has to hear nowadays since there's no Ainim Bikin. Okay? And that is almost Beferish in this Bir Alacha. Look inside the Bir Alacha and the Ras Lein Tsarcha Mevarch. Vay Mishra Brolian Brach Shemotzi Yedei Chobazu Magin Avrim. Uleinir Chazar Zashas. In terms of Chazar Zashas Shalanu, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim. Even though we're all Bikin, we call Malkin Kfar Tiknu Chazal Afwanu, Chazal or Mataki, even for us, as the Rambam says Beferish, even though we are Bikin, Ukudel Basif Gimel, Asher de Bechla, Bracha Chiyuvis. Maybe it's now become like a Bracha Chiyuvis. That's exactly the Pshat I said. Yes, you see a Beferish over here in the Beralach. The Pashtus is not like this, not Mamish a Bracha Chiyuvis, like the first day of Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Gimel, like we saw yesterday. However, there are Shitas that hold over here. He says, I am Bailey Rabbo, Prisho, Pichadish, Prima Gadim, that are saying this Pshat over here, and that would also answer the Tzarachino, Marina Rabbi, and Rav Nevin saw that we saw yesterday, that could be Chazar Sashas. Now, days, unlike in the time of Alexandria, Selmitzrayim, would be considered a bracha chiyuvis. Okay, so that's two important things. When you are chazan, you have to make sure that you pause in between brachas to make sure that you give the time, the tzibor time, say amen. And in terms of how long you have to wait for rova tzibor bepashtos. You don't have to wait for the whole tzibor, unless you go like this biralach over here, that you'd even have to wait for all of the tzibor if nowadays Chazar Shas is mamish a chiv. Moving on, Sif Yud. Mi sheshachach v'lo amar yalo v'yavo b'rosh chodesh. Oh, the chalush shalmod. Someone who forgot something in Shemot Asri that's going to be ma'akev, you're going to have to repeat Shemot Asri again, whether it's Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh, Dari Shach, or Samimcha. Or you forgot Yalav Yavon Cholomoyd. Or Bechol Dover Shetzarech Laster Bishvalor. Anything else, you have to go back in your Shemot Asri, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. If you like, he misses Mashi V'Rach Morin Degeshim. He doesn't say Morin Talas, or Nevin Sol points out. In a place where you have to go back, or he says V'tein Talam V'tali V'racha during the winter, or opposite, he does not say V'tein Talam V'tali V'racha. It says V'tein Talam V'tali V'racha in the summer, or he does not say V'tein Talam V'tali V'racha in the winter. So now, what do you do? He says Yechavein Daito V'Yishna V'Shliach Tzibor Kol Shmanasei Brachas. In this case, you could go ahead and just listen to the Chazar Sashas of the Chazin, Mirosh V'Yadso, from the beginning until the end, called them Shemispal Latzmo, just like a person dives himself, Dahainu. Over here, you could be like an Enobaki, who wants to hear the Chazar Hashem Yotzi, the Chazar Shia Tzibor. Over here, you're allowed to go ahead and do this. V'lo Yasik, V'lo Yasiyach, he's not to be in the Havsek, he's not to talk like we learned earlier on. Uposia Gimel Psios Lacharav, he takes us three steps back, but at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Kavan Shikfari Spal, since he's already David, Elisha Shachach below, he's scary. He really davened already. He just over here, he forgot. He did not mention Yalav Yavo or whatever else he missed. Afal Pishu Baki Shliatzibur Motzio. Even though we learned that early on that you can only be Yotzi, the Shmonetzi of a Shliatzibur, only by an anal Baki. Only by an anal Baki. Over here, we already davened already. And Chazal made you go back because you forgot something important in your Shmonetzi. Over here, you're allowed to go ahead and listen to Chazar Sashas and be Yotzi through the Chazan. That's the psak of the Mechaber. He just fleshes this out over here in Sifkotan Mem. Even though the Shliat Tzibor is only allowed to be motzi someone who does not know how to daven himself, shiny hocha, it's different over here. She's palo, she's shachav, below yisker. Over here, he daven, he just forgot. Lachain af a pi shubasha af a pi shubaki hashtiyat tzibor motziyo. Over here, Chazal say that you can be yotzi to hashtiyat tzibor even though you are a baki. Okay, so what the psak and the mechaber over here is that you're allowed to do this. You can be samech on the chazar sashas. However, I'm the Mishnah Berurah. It says I'm achronim. The hedjuk the Mishnah Berurah. She katvu demutav she yasri pal baatzmo. Nowadays, it's better for a person to just repeat his own shmona esrei, not to rely on this. Why? Everyone can understand this. This is a very difficult thing to listen to every single word of the Chazan from the beginning, from the until Yisrael from the beginning to the end. That's very hard for people to concentrate all the time. Maybe his heart's going to go, sorry, he's going to get spaced out. And you're going to miss out some of the words that are ma'akev the tefillah, and then you're not going to be able to say Shemoneh Esrei again. So it says, better for you to repeat your own Shemoneh Esrei. And there, even if you space out, but you say the words, you're going to be Yotzei B'dievet. Masha'ein Kain. If you're listening to the Shemoneh Esrei and you don't listen, you're not trying to be Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. If you don't listen, you are not going to be Yotzei. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah and the Minhag HaOlam is not to rely on the Chazan Shemoneh Esrei, just to go ahead and repeat your own Shemoneh Esrei and try to do the best you can in that way. Okay? That is the Psak over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sinkad Mem Alef." I am saying, "Yotzi the Masik Shelo Yomar as Modim Derabbanan." If you are Yotzi through the Shliat Tzibur Azayin, you don't say Modim Derabbanan. Eli Chad Nishmor Shliat Tzibur Modim Shomer. You listen to the Chazan saying Modim Anachnu Lach, like the Chazan. You Yotzi with the regular Modim. Nowadays, where we have some chazanim saying modim, 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 nachlach quietly, like you see in some tzibors, lo yuchol atzei tzvilaso yedei shliat tzibor. This whole idea of being yotzi through the shliat tzibor is going to get thrown out the window. So even if a sub, you can't even do this in that case because now you're not going to be yotzi through the modim of the shliat tzibor. Says v'lo yadati, says the Chafetz Chaim, lo yadati meiz amakom yotzi l'minag hazeh. I don't know where this minag came from. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Often noagim at tzibor lemor as modim derabanan. Even though the tzibor is then is also can say their own modim derabanan. Mikol makom tefilasan nitkan lahotzi mishenu baki. The tefila, the chazar shas was originally mitukan. It was decreed why to be motzi deinu baki. He's not saying modim derabanan. And therefore, v'tzarech lomar akol panim k'tzas mikol shiuch lishma asar b'nei adi. You have to say at least loud enough that 10 people could go ahead and hear it. Hamdom sivo. This does not mean what the Chafetz Chaim is saying, lichatchila, but lefachot, say it loud enough that 10 people hear. But you see, clearly the Chafetz Chaim's position was that you should go ahead and say modim derabbanan out loud. Say modim derabbanan out loud. Okay, there is a sheet of Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, and you see some people in Mayu will go ahead and do this, that the Chazan will start only modim anachnu lach. He'll let the whole tzibur do modim derabbanan, and then he'll only say, then he'll say the modim and the rest of the modim out loud. The reason is that then he could be saying it so the tzibur could hear. The whole point why some chazanin say it softly is because no one's listening. Everyone's on the osik in their own modim derabbanan. Okay, but that's not the minhag olam. People do not generally do like that. Okay. You look at Marina of Rabbeinu of Nevinzal, Timur Maskel, Tzas Bikol. He says, L'chor Tzarechin, Art Sosov, Lo Kulam Shomim. Okay, at the end of the day, Nevinzal still says, even if you do Tzas Bikol, the whole idea is that everyone is supposed to hear. Everyone's supposed to be able to hear Chazar Zashas. He says, Admor Zalmer Shu Shikulam Orim Balachash, Vaoskim Bahuda, Imashliat Tzibor, since everyone's saying quietly, and they're Osik in their own Hada with the Shliat Tzibor, in Kain Kulam Yotzi Midei Chova, people would be Yotzi, Avah Bishat Tzibor Orim Balachash, even though the Shliat Tzibor is saying Balachash, he's coming to me Yashay, the meaning of the Chazanim who say it quietly, but nevertheless, Marino Rabbeinu Nevinzal said Beferish that one is supposed to say out loud, you know, the right thing to do, just say Modi Manach Lach the right time with the Tzibor, but say it out loud. Whoever listens will listen, whoever's not listening, you're still Matayor Chaim or Mekayim, the Takon of Chazal, to say Shliat, to say Chazar Sashas in the appropriate way. Yudav. Okay, if while you're still davening, you're in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, And now, I don't know, the Mashiach Tzibur is in the middle of Chazar Sashas. He finishes Chazar Sashas while you're still in the middle of Shanasi. However, Kodim Shekosla Anias Amin Mipi Rova Tzibur. But before the Rova the Tzibur is done with Amin, see him Zat Filosa. He says, Yilor Atzor Mifi Biyonu Vedach Hashem Tzuri Vigwali. At the end of Elokainish. Sorry. He finishes his own Shmanasri at that point, where the Tzibur is still Osek and saying Amin to that Bracha. Oh, no, Imam Amin, he can still say Amin to that Bracha, even though he wasn't listening to the Bracha. Gibzi was still Osek in his Shmanasri. Nevertheless, since the Tzibur is still Osek in answering Amin, once he says, Yarzar Mifi Biyonu Vedach, and as we learned earlier, the chazan has not started the next bracha. He could still say amen to that bracha. Says the Ramah, Vafilim lo shama bracha klal. Even if it does not hear the bracha at all, Rak shumea tzibur odim amen v'yodei alizah bracha kai. Even though he did not hear the bracha, so long as we learned last time, as long as he hears the tzibur answering amen, and he knows which bracha he is up to, that's going to be fine. Because if he didn't hear the chazan's bracha, he does not know which bracha he's up to. We learned last time, based on the sheet of the Rishonim, based on the sheet of Rashi, he's not going to be able to answer Amen. So Yani Mahem, as long as he knows which bracha he's up to, V'chein B'kaddish, V'kedusha Baruch Hu, the same thing would be B'kaddish, Kedusha Baruch Hu, as long as the Tzibor is being Osek and responding, you could go ahead and respond with the Tzibor. That's the halacha over here. Let's just finish the siman in the Mechaber. We'll come back and make a haraz on it, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Ha'ona Amen lo yagbia kolo yoter mimivarech. Someone who's answering Amen, you do not answer louder than the third person making the bracha. The bracha serves as a bracha at decibel whatever. You don't make it at any higher decibel than that. You make it at the same try and say to the same kol as the chazan, or at least less. We learn this out from a pasuk as the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. When we're going to raise up a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, we're going to raise it up together. Okay? When we're going to raise it together, it sounds like it's going to be the same amount. There's another pasuk that is also brought down. Vashem Yanenu Bikol. Okay? By the Matan Torah over there, Hashem Yanenu Bikol. Sounds like Oto Kol. And therefore, once again, you're not supposed to say it louder than the Tzibur. We'll have a kash on this, and we'll try to answer a question on this Machaber Bezrat Hashem tomorrow. Adkan for today.